Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
The news at 6 o'clock on WRCO-FM is brought to you by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine and beer company, and by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment service and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
Save big on Case IH genuine parts and service at Johnson Tractor. Right now, get up to 35% off electric guidance bundles and 25% off hydraulic bundles. Plus, save $1,000 on accuracy unlocks with RTK Plus and up to $3,000 on connectivity bundles. Trade in for up to 50% off precision products or choose 3.99% financing for 36 months. Don't wait. Trust Case IH genuine parts and service and visit Johnson Tractor today.
Johnson Tractor from land to lawn.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump met with Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House one day after he spoke by phone with Russia's Vladimir Putin. The president urged the two sides to stop fighting immediately and let the battle lines decide territory control. The president admitted he might be getting played by Putin. Retired General Doug Lute, an ABC News contributor, says,
I don't think there's any indication that Putin wants to make a deal. I mean, Putin's playing the long game here. He hasn't changed his objectives at all over the now nearly four-year-long war.
Former Congressman George Santos is now a free man after President Trump commuted his seven-year sentence after he pled guilty to fraud and campaign finance crimes. The president had said that Santos had been mistreated and that, quote, he always had the courage, conviction, and intelligence to always vote Republican. The L.A. Dodgers going back to the World Series after Shohei Ohtani hit three home runs and struck out 10 batters as a pitcher. This is ABC News. Prince Andrew has given up his royal titles, another step in the continued fallout over his friendship with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein and sex trafficking allegations made by the late Virginia Jew Frey. He'll no longer use his royal titles, and ABC royal contributor Victoria Murphy says that's not all.
We've also come to understand today, as this was announced, that he won't appear with the family publicly at Christmas. And that's interesting because when he stepped back in 2019, we were told that he was going to still appear at family events, really drawing that distinction between the formal monarchy and the family. But now they've brought the family right into this, and they're saying he's not even going to appear publicly as a family member. So really distancing themselves in every way they can.
Andrew, in a statement, denied any wrongdoing. He will still be a prince. He's that by birthright. And California sued three plastic bag makers Friday, alleging they falsely claimed their products were recyclable when they were not. The companies have not responded. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
This Saturday, come enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal at Willow Valley United Methodist Church, Lord's Acre Dinner and Sale. They're serving 4:30 until 7. The menu is comfort food at its best. Chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, stuffing, salads, rolls, and dessert bars. A free will offering will be accepted for the meal. But that's not all. Browse the silent auction featuring amazing items and a selection of homemade pies. Stick around after dinner for the live auction, which begins at 7 p.m. Join your family and friends and make new friends at Willow Valley United Methodist Church, located at 24811 State Highway 58 in beautiful downtown Ithaca. That's Saturday, the Lord's Acre Dinner and Sale at Willow Valley United Methodist Church, getting underway at 4:30. See you there.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the front which passed through the area overnight just brought small rain amounts, most spots getting only about a tenth of an inch or less. That rain is now in southeast Wisconsin, shifting away from us. Should be a beautiful October day with some sunshine and unseasonably warm conditions. Then we expect some changes once again by tonight. As an upper-level disturbance slides in from the Plain States, we're likely to see a couple of rain showers. This disturbance will help intensify a low-pressure system just east of Wisconsin by tomorrow morning. That'll cause gusty northwest winds to blow across our region, pulling in colder air, but any rain will push away from us by early tomorrow morning. We do expect colder weather into Monday morning before some south winds return. That'll bring us relatively mild temperatures Monday afternoon. Might be a couple of light showers again Monday evening and Tuesday as the system passes through, but very small amounts. Here's that forecast for today. Partly cloudy and quite warm for this time of the year. High at 74 degrees, west wind up to 10 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy tonight with a 50% chance of light showers, low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, blustery and cooler with decreasing clouds gradually. High at 59, northwest wind 12 to 25. Sunday night, mainly clear, some frost possible in spots, low in the mid-30s. Monday, increasing clouds and breezy. 30% chance of some light showers during the evening. Your high temperature, 64. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy, blustery and chilly. Isolated light showers or sprinkles are possible. Low near 42 with a high of 49 degrees, definitely jacket weather. Wednesday, partly sunny and still cool with a low in the mid-30s, high about 53. It should stay dry Thursday and Friday. We hit the upper 50s on Thursday, low 60s come Friday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Currently in Richland Center, we're at 59 degrees so far. The morning low, that following a high yesterday of 77. The record high in 1947 was 89. The record low, it was cold in 1952 at 16. 1 year ago, 70 was our high, 37 the low. We'll have sunrise this morning at 7:19, sunset at 6:14, and then sunrise tomorrow morning at 7:20. Few clouds currently, the air is calm. Our barometric pressure is on the rise a bit at 29.55. No precipitation yesterday. We did receive 14 hundredths of an inch of rain during the overnight. Again, our high yesterday was 77. Our morning low and our current temperature are the same with a few clouds. We're at 59 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment. It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
With the cold weather, Napa wants you to be prepared. Get your Milwaukee Heated Tough Shell Jacket and Vest today at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel. This Milwaukee Heated Jacket and Vest has a new quick heat function that allows you to feel heat three times faster than the previous jackets and vests. This jacket and vest are built strong to last long with tough shell stretch polyester, delivering five times longer jacket life than the previous soft shell heated jackets. Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel.
It was the final night of regular season high school football.
Three men wide side, one man to the near side, and Shep will operate out of the shotgun, awaiting the snap from center. And there it is. He backs up, to his own 35. Rolls near side, throws on the run, caught by Dosh. He's got a first down. 45-40 in the Prairie territory. He's got a man. He's got a man to take him down the sideline. He could go all the way. He is into the end zone for a touchdown. How about that? Touchdown, Richland Center on the first possession. And the third play from scrimmage.
Our feature broadcast on the radio last night featured Richland Center in Prairie du Chien, and Phil Nee was there.
The Richland Center football team lost on the final night of the regular season 50-30 against visiting Prairie du Chien. The Hornets led at one point 22-7 in the first half before the Blackhawks would score 43 unanswered points. With the win, Prairie du Chien wins a share of the Southwest Wisconsin Conference at 6-1. They are tied with New Glarus, which held off Lancaster Friday night 21-18. Richland Center fell to 4-5 and 3-4 in the league. The first half was similar to a track meet. The Hornets scored two touchdowns in the first quarter. Brady Dosh scored on a catch and run throw from quarterback Jaden Shep that covered 60 yards. Prairie countered with a 65-yard run from Darian Jackson, who rushed for four touchdowns on the night. The Hornets would score again when Jaden Shep scampered 65 yards for a touchdown at the beginning of the second quarter. The Hornets drove to the 17 of Prairie, where they had a touchdown called back because of penalty. They then missed a 38-yard field goal attempt. Richland Center later took a 15-point lead at 22-7 on a Brady Dosh 31-yard run and a Shep 2-point conversion run. The Blackhawks would score three times in the last 5 minutes 40 seconds of the first half. Darian Jackson had runs of 6 and 1 yard for scores, and Caden Sutter threw a pass to Ashton Lant on a play that covered 69 yards. The Hornets turned the ball over on fumbles a couple of times, which helped Prairie on the night with a short field. Leading 28-22 at the start of the third, Prairie du Chien used almost the entire quarter before they found the end zone on a 4-yard run by Jackson. Sutter threw to Deacon Cheeseboro for the 2-pointer, and it was 36-22. The Hornets only had the ball for 1 minute and 54 seconds in the third quarter. Jackson had one more run for 6 on a 10-yarder at the start of the fourth. Sutter threw to Lant for the final touchdown for the Blackhawks, and it was 50-22. Richland Center was able to score with a minute 32 left when senior Brady Dosh ran for a 9-yarder. Dosh was also good on the 2-point run. Prairie du Chien will now prepare for a possible home game in the first round of the WIAA playoffs following the 50-30 win over Richland Center on Parents' Night at RCHS on Friday night. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other SWC finals, it was Dodgeville 22-20 over River Valley, Platteville a 42-22 win over Broadhead Judah, and New Glarus 21, Lancaster 18. The Ithaca Bulldogs pulled off a big victory in conference 35-6 over New Lisbon. Other Scenic Bluff finals include Bangor 53-15 over Hillsboro and two shutouts, Brookwood 48-0 over Nisida and Cashton 45, Royal nothing. 3-6 Rivers finals, Iowa Grant defeated Riverdale 36-20, Blackhawk Warren Illinois 28-21 win over Potosi Cassville, and Wazika Steuben Seneca over Boscobel 66. 6-6. Three finals from the SWAL. It was a close one. Southwestern East Dubuque 22, Benton Scales Mound Schulzburg 21. Darlington a big win over Belleville 42-21, and Mineral Point got by Fenimore 39-36. Other scores from around the area: Ripon 35, Adams Friendship nothing. Sauk Prairie edged Edgewood 20-7. Nakusa 44, Mauston 12. It was a 47-20 win for Mount Horeb-Barneville over Portage. Sparta shut down Baraboo 44-21. Westby 8, GET 6. Aquinas with a blanking of Viroqua 49-0. And Reedsburg no trouble with Toma 51-19. WRCO-FM meteorologist Tony Schumacher calls for an unseasonably warm Saturday, partly cloudy today, a high all the way near 74. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers will drop down to 45. Blustery, much cooler, decreasing clouds gradually tomorrow, a high just at 60. Sunday night, mainly clear, frost possible in areas with a low near 35. Increasing clouds and breezy on Monday, back to 64. Tuesday's high with showers and sprinkles at 49 degrees. And Wednesday, partly sunny, still cool, with a high of 53. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
I promise I didn't know he was your man. I would have noticed a gold wedding band. I'd rather you hate me than not understand.
That's Cam with Diane. Let's keep the name thing going. It's Waylon Jennings with Amanda.
I held it all in. God knows I tried. But it's an awful waste in country boy's life. Look in the mirror in total surprise. At the hair on my shoulder, the age in my eyes. Amanda, light of my life. Fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. Amanda.
light of my life. Fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. It's a measure of people who don't understand the pleasures of life in a hillbilly band. I got my first guitar when I was 14. Well, I finally made 40, still wearing jeans. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made a gentleman's wife. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made a gentleman's wife.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
This Saturday, come enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal at Willow Valley United Methodist Church, Lord's Acre Dinner and Sale. They're serving 4:30 until 7. The menu is comfort food at its best. Chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, stuffing, salads, rolls, and dessert bars. A free will offering will be accepted for the meal. But that's not all. Browse the silent auction featuring amazing items and a selection of homemade pies. Stick around after dinner for the live auction, which begins at 7 p.m. Join your family and friends and make new friends at Willow Valley United Methodist Church, located at 24811 State Highway 58 in beautiful downtown Ithaca. That's Saturday, the Lord's Acre Dinner and Sale at Willow Valley United Methodist Church, getting underway at 4:30. See you there.
Planning a timber harvest isn't always simple. There are many factors to consider, and your trees are an important asset on land that deserves careful management. Since 1936, Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make smart, informed decisions about their timber. Their professional team will work with you to develop a clear vision for your timber assets. Call Meister Log & Lumber today at 608-524-4414. That's 608-524-4414, and let the experts help you plan your harvest the right way.
Bobby G. Rice returns home for a concert on October 25th at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Through the years, 30 Billboard-charted country hits and a one-time CMA-nominated Male Vocalist of the Year.
You lay so easy on my mind.
Bobby G. Rice live at the Richland Center City Auditorium, Saturday, October 25th at 2 p.m. Tickets available at Eventbrite.com or at the door. Bobby G. Rice in Richland Center, Saturday, October 25th. Join us as we welcome Bobby G. Rice back home.
Standing on the mountain looking down on the city. The way I feel is a doggone pity.
Legendary country artist Bobby G. Rice, Saturday, October 25th at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Enjoy the show while sitting in the all-new comfortable seats in the refurbished auditorium.
I wanna go back.
Whether it's your main hustle or your side gig, if you've got a business, you need the right coverage. Don't let one slip turn into a costly trip. Protect it with business insurance from Julie Karen State Farm. We offer a wide variety of policies that are thorough, reasonable, and backed by remarkable local service. From shops to farms, contractors to creators, we've got you covered. Call Julie Karen State Farm today or start a quote anytime at juliekarens.com. Business insurance made simple, local, and dependable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
At USA Mortgage, we get it. Not everyone has 20% down or perfect credit. That's why we're proud to be ranked among the top FHA, VA, and USDA mortgage lenders in the country. Whether you're a first-time buyer or starting over, yes, you can buy a home. Don't believe us? Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 608-738-8765. That's 608-738-8765. Let's make home happen.
Ready for a better route in your driving career? Bitech Incorporated of Monroe is looking for CDLA drivers with a tanker endorsement to service dairy and food processing facilities across Richland Center, Arena, and nearby communities. They offer both full and part-time positions, complete with training and benefits. If you've got a safe driving record and the motivation to make every mile count, Bitech wants to hear from you. Apply online or call 608-328-8200. Or 800-362-3484. Bitech Incorporated, your road to success, a greener way.
If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, or events you want to tell us about, do not miss Prime Mover. Comes your way every Saturday morning at 8:30. Prime Mover from WRCO-FM is sponsored by the Richland Locker, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Jones Chevrolet, Cordon Main Furniture and Mattress, J&J Recycling and Salvage, All American Do-It Center, and Julie Karen State Farm. Prime Mover from WRCO-FM and WRCO.com every Saturday at 8:30.
The heartbeat of WRCO Studios is powered by Meyer Oil and LP, providing warmth, reliability, and fueling the community spirit.
Time in Georgia, I'm dreaming of you, and that makes
Good morning. It's 6:30. We're down to 54 degrees with dense fog in the area. For today, partly cloudy, unseasonally warm for late October, 74. We cool down with rain tonight, 45. We stay cool tomorrow with blustery conditions and a high of 59 degrees.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
It was announced on Friday that operations will cease at UW-Platteville Baraboo Sauk County campus as of May 22, 2026. An email sent to UW-Platteville community members by Chancellor Tammy Evitovich stated, quote, "This will not impact in-person degree instructional programs at the main Platteville campus. Our top priority is supporting students, faculty, and staff through this change, and we have created a dedicated transition team to assist them through this process," end quote. According to a UW press release, UW-Platteville is set to help students transition seamlessly to its main campus. The university will develop individualized plans for staff and faculty. The Baraboo Sauk County campus opened in 1968. Enrollment is currently at 178, with class sizes averaging 14. One of the reasons for closure is the result of continuously declining enrollment at the campus. Dale Schultz of Richland Center was a member of the Wisconsin Senate from the 17th District and served as Senate Majority Leader from 2005 until 2007 and was recently on Civic Media's Todd Allbaugh Show. Schultz said it's the students that pay the price each time a campus closes.
I was always very proud of the University of Wisconsin when it believed that the borders of the university are the borders of the state. With each campus that closes, those borders shrink in size, and the students, the traditional and non-traditional students who depended on these campuses, find themselves being left high and dry. And for a state that once prided itself on its educational prowess, it is indeed a sad day.
Dale Schultz went on to say, with each closing, the community, usually a rural one, feels the impact.
Once again, the rug was pulled out from underneath folks and people in this area who are worried about the economy like they are in many places in this country, particularly young people. The ability to be job worthy depends on continuing education and access to education. And this just is another nail in the coffin. And it means that rural areas and smaller communities are going to not prosper like they should.
It's been 2 years since the University of Wisconsin closed the Richland campus. Along with the 2022 announcement of the Richland closing, the closing of UW-Oshkosh branch campuses was announced in 2023, and in 2024, UW-Milwaukee branch campuses were closed, affecting Washington County and the Waukesha area. Before the recent closures, the only UW College campus to close was UW-Medford in 1980. While the university operations are ending, the campus buildings will be returned to Sauk County, where there is a plan to find other ways to use them to serve the region. As the climate shifts, so does the science behind growing cranberries. Staff at the Wisconsin Cranberry Research Station are working to ensure the future of the state's signature fruit by studying how cranberries can tolerate extreme temperatures and finding ways to extend the harvest season to reduce labor and equipment demands. Melissa Kay reports.
The inability to change in a changing environment is the textbook definition of extinction.
That's Grant Hawley, the executive director of the nonprofit Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association. He said Wisconsin growers know what to do when change happens slowly.
When you're looking at fast changes, you need to know the whys, and that's where our researchers come into play.
They're able to look at changes happening at a molecular level and see how the cranberries are being affected and also the symbiotic relationship that plants have with other organisms in the ground.
They're seeing how that bacteria inside of the soil is helping with nitrogen uptake. They're making sure that the fungus in the ground is helping us with water uptake.
Gabby Myers is the Research and Education Manager for the Wisconsin Cranberry Research and Education Foundation. She coordinates efforts from researchers across the state.
They're trying to create better cranberries, so maybe they're sweeter, firmer. So all different sorts of traits that they're trying to breed for, we provide a space for them to have those plots established.
Hybrid cranberry varieties are helping farmers diversify their marshes, producing more fruit on less land, and spreading out the harvest season.
They're trying to be able to make it to where harvest doesn't all happen in the same 2 weeks, because that's where you need extra equipment, you need extra people. It's just a terrible time if you have to do that.
Harvest season now starts as early as September and can run through October or later, depending on the year.
Now a singular family can actually start handling a medium to small size farm.
I'm Melissa Cave.
And Community Players production of Pride and Prejudice will once again take the stage tonight at the Richland Center City Auditorium. The curtains at the City Auditorium will rise tonight at 7 p.m. and tomorrow afternoon at 2 in the Richland Center City Auditorium. Admission is $15 for adults, $10 for children under 18, and tickets are only available at the door.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
This week at Macy's, it's the best time to save on fall styles at our biggest fall sale. Find the classic brown boots and preppy Mary jeans that everyone's wearing. Luxurious cashmere and wool sweaters. Even better, it's our lowest prices of the season on diamond jewelry, now 50 to 75% off, over half off. Don't miss your chance to save big on the looks you need now at Macy's biggest fall sale. Today, savings off select styles. Exclusions apply.
WRCO-FM meteorologist Tony Schumacher calls for an unseasonably warm Saturday, partly cloudy today, a high all the way near 74. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers will drop down to 45. Blustery, much cooler, decreasing clouds gradually tomorrow, a high just at 60. Sunday night, mainly clear, frost possible in areas with a low near 35. Increasing clouds and breezy on Monday, back to 64. Tuesday's high with showers and sprinkles at 49 degrees. And Wednesday, partly sunny, still cool, with a high of 53.
Bitech Incorporated of Monroe is hiring motivated truck drivers to service dairy and food processing facilities in Richland Center Arena and surrounding areas. Whether you're looking for full-time or part-time work, Bitech has opportunities for safe, dependable drivers with a CDLA and tanker endorsement. Enjoy training, solid benefits, and the chance to work with a respected company that values safety and reliability. Apply online today or call for an application at 608-328-8200 or 800-362-3484. That's Bitech Incorporated. Driving opportunity forward the greener way.
Good morning. Time to take a look at sports brought to you by Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. And by the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, and insurance agents. And they offer interior design services.
Drip, drip. Hear that? Don't let a small leak turn into a big problem. At Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, we're here 24/7 for all of your plumbing needs, repairs, replacements, and emergencies. You can trust Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, where your problem is our priority. For plumbing needs, big and small, we've got you covered. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. 649-7916.
It was the final night of regular season high school football.
Three men wide side, one man to the near side, and Shep will operate out of the shotgun, awaiting the snap from center. And there it is. He backs up to his own 35, rolls near side, throws on the run, caught by Dosh. He's got a first down, 45-40, in the Prairie territory. He's got a man to take him down the sideline. He could go all the way. He is into the end zone for a touchdown. How about that? Touchdown, Richland Center on the first possession. And the third play from scrimmage.
Our feature broadcast on the radio last night featured Richland Center and Prairie du Chien, and Phil Nee was there.
The Richland Center football team lost on the final night of the regular season 50-30 against visiting Prairie du Chien. The Hornets led at one point 22-7 in the first half before the Blackhawks would score 43 unanswered points. With the win, Prairie du Chien wins a share of the Southwest Wisconsin Conference at 6-1. They are tied with New Glarus, which held off Lancaster Friday night 21-18. Richland Center fell to 4-5 and 3-4. In the league. The first half was similar to a track meet. The Hornets scored two touchdowns in the first quarter. Brady Dosh scored on a catch and run throw from quarterback Jaden Shep that covered 60 yards. Prairie countered with a 65-yard run from Darian Jackson, who rushed for four touchdowns on the night. The Hornets would score again when Jaden Shep scampered 65 yards for a touchdown at the beginning of the second quarter. The Hornets drove to the 17 of Prairie, where they had a touchdown called back because of penalty. They then missed a 38-yard field goal attempt. Richland Center later took a 15-point lead at 22-7 on a Brady Dosh 31-yard run and a Shep 2-point conversion run. The Blackhawks would score three times in the last 5 minutes 40 seconds of the first half. Darian Jackson had runs of 6 and 1 yard for scores, and Caden Sutter threw a pass to Ashton Lant on a play that covered 69 yards. The Hornets turned the ball over on fumbles a couple of times, which helped Prairie on the night with a short field. Leading 28-22 at the start of the third, Prairie du Chien used almost the entire quarter before they found the end zone on a 4-yard run by Jackson. Sutter threw to Deacon Cheeseboro for the 2-pointer, and it was 36-22. The Hornets only had the ball for 1 minute and 54 seconds in the third quarter. Jackson had one more run for 6 on a 10-yarder at the start of the fourth. Sutter threw to Lant for the final touchdown for the Blackhawks, and it was 50-22. Richland Center was able to score with a minute 32 left when senior Brady Dosh ran for a 9-yarder. Dosh was also good on the 2-point run. Prairie du Chien will now prepare for a possible home game in the first round of the WIAA playoffs following the 50-30 win over Richland Center on Parents Night at RCHS on Friday night. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other SWC finals, it was Dodgeville 22-20 over River Valley, Platteville a 42-22 win over Broadhead Judah, and New Glarus 21, Lancaster 18. The Ithaca Bulldogs pulled off a big victory in conference 35-6 over New Lisbon. Other Scenic Bluff finals include Bangor 53-15 over Hillsboro and two shutouts, Brookwood 48-0 over Nisida and Cashton 45, Royal nothing. 3-6 Rivers finals, Iowa Grant defeated Riverdale 36-20, Blackhawk Warren Illinois 28-21 win over Potosi Cassville, and Wazika Steuben Seneca over Boscobel 66-6. Three finals from the SWAL. It was a close one. Southwestern East Dubuque 22, Benton Scales Mound Schulzburg 21. Darlington a big win over Belleville 42-21, and Mineral Point got by Fenimore 39-36. Other scores from around the area: Ripon 35, Adams Friendship nothing. Sauk Prairie edged Edgewood 20-7. Nakusa 44, Mauston 12. It was a 47-20 win for Mount Horeb Bonneville over Portage. Sparta shut down Baraboo 44-21. Westby 8, GET 6. Aquinas with a blanking of Viroqua 49-0. And Reedsburg no trouble with Toma 51-19.
When you are buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's even your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. Get your free insurance review today by giving us a call at 608-647-9050 to speak to an agent.
Sports now continues for your Saturday. Shohei Ohtani has propelled the Los Angeles Dodgers back to the World Series with a two-way performance for the ages, and of course it was against the Brewers. Ohtani hit three mammoth home runs and pitched scoreless two-hit ball into the seventh inning, and the Dodgers swept the Brewers out of the NL Championship Series with a 5-1 victory in LA in Game 4 last night. The Dodgers will have a chance to be baseball's first repeat World Series champions in a quarter century after the mind-blowing night for three-time MVP Shohei Ohtani. The Wisconsin Badgers aren't given much chance to take down number one ranked Buckeyes at home this weekend in Madison. They're buried in a four-game losing streak. Ohio State is favored by nearly four touchdowns. Though the overall results have been disappointing, some individual players have been having good seasons, like junior linebacker Christian Allegro. He leads the team with 42 tackles and is on pace to top that category for a second straight year. Today's game can be heard on our sister station of WRCE AM 1450, FM 107.7, 1230 pregame. Kickoff from Camp Randall in Madtown is 2:30. Packers superstar Micah Parsons could be fined for Thursday comments about NFL officiating. The All-Pro defender says calls are made to favor the offense because crowds like to see points. Parsons says offsides is called on the defense, but rarely on the O. Same story for pass interference and holding. He says he hasn't gotten a call himself in 5 years. He also points out that the league's player safety concerns are much more focused on offensive players. The Packers travel to Arizona to meet the Cardinals tomorrow, right here on WRCO FM 100.9, with a 1 o'clock pregame and a 3:25 kickoff. With sports, I'm Adam Hess.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline, and I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line, and it all started right then and there. Oh, sailor sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. Years later, on a southbound plane, I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt,
white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget, no, a heart don't forget. I said, a heart don't forget, something like that.
WRCO.
Rockwell Automation in Richland Center is more than just a workplace. It's part of your community. Their team includes coaches, board members, firefighters, and EMTs. People who live, work, and volunteer right here at home. Rockwell is proud to serve and support their neighbors every day, both on and off the job. Now, they'd like to connect even more with local organizations. If you're part of a nonprofit or 501c3 and have volunteer or donation opportunities, Rockwell Automation would love to partner with you. To learn more or get involved, give them a call. 647-9400. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community and dedicated to making a difference.
Hello everyone, this is Brian from Walsh's. Keep your home safe with our buy two, get one free deal on select First Alert smoke alarms, carbon monoxide alarms, and fire extinguishers. Tackle any mess with a Craftsman 6-gallon wet-dry vac for only $69.99 and fire up your Weber Smoke wood pellet grill for $7.99. Organize your space with 15 or 27-gallon heavy-duty storage totes for just $7.99. Stop in at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
After 33 years of dedicated service, Steve Morganson is retiring from the Lone Rock EMTs. Come celebrate Steve's years of care and commitment at his farewell party this Sunday, October 19th at the Lone Rock Fire Station. Enjoy a luncheon from noon to 1:30, followed by a meet and greet from 1:30 until 3. Stop by, share a story, and thank Steve for his decades of service to your community. That's this Sunday, October 19th at the Lone Rock Fire Station. Come help honor EMT Steve Morganson for 33 years of life-saving dedication.
Winter's knocking. Will your furnace keep up? Don't wait for the coldest night of the year to find out. Call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating today. Whether it's for a clean and check, a repair that you've been putting off, or for a brand new system, we're reliable and a team you can trust, and we're just a phone call away. Give Jelinek Plumbing and Heating a call today and keep the cold outside where it belongs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. 649-7916.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
A bird in a cage can't use its wings. One day she might refuse to sing. You'll find some feathers on the floor and an open door.
What you gonna do when your little bird flies away? Hey, hey, ooh, what you gonna say? What you gonna do when your little bird flies away?
A bird in a cage is on display. People, they poke and stare all day. If she can get those bars to bend, she won't be back again.
What you gonna do when your little bird flies away? Hey, hey.
This Saturday, come enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal at Willow Valley United Methodist Church Lord's Acre Dinner and Sale. They're serving 4:30 until 7. The menu is comfort food at its best. Chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, stuffing, salads, rolls, and dessert bars. A free will offering will be accepted for the meal. But that's not all. Browse the silent auction featuring amazing items and a selection of homemade pies. Stick around after dinner for the live auction, which begins at 7 p.m. Join your family and friends and make new friends at Willow Valley United Methodist Church, located at 24811 State Highway 58 in beautiful downtown Ithaca. That's Saturday, the Lord's Acre Dinner and Sale at Willow Valley United Methodist Church, getting underway at 4:30. See you there.
Coming your way at 7 o'clock, we will have a news update from the ABC News Network. Following that, a look at your weather. This week in entertainment history, birthdays and anniversaries, and Caitlin O'Connell has your news at 7:45.
Girl, you got me so confused. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Part of me says take it slow, and part of me says let it go. Now don't stop. Stop doing what you're doing to me. I think we're moving way too fast. We need to take it slow and make it last. But I can't keep holding back if you keep doing things like that. Now don't stop. Stop doing what you're doing to me. You start a spark of love, no doubt. I've watched the flames of love go out. Burning love takes a toll, and I don't want to lose control. Now don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop doing what you're doing to me. Now don't stop. Stop doing what you're doing to me. Now don't stop doing what you're doing to me. Now don't stop doing what you're doing to me. Now don't stop doing what you're doing to me. Now don't stop doing what you're doing.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News on WRCO-FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin-area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help